Massive electrical storm yesterday around the area. Certainly in Wodonga, if you were driving around anywhere around sort of 5 o'clock.
Mm. Oh, it was in Albury as well.
Yeah, yeah, like, it was everywhere.
Honestly, it was everywhere, like you said.
I guess I feel like it was focused just on our place. one of the reasons being we live on top of a hill. So let me set the scene for you. Myself and Dan and Sabine, my two kids, had just walked into the house. I'd picked them up from the bus. I was running a bit late. Pick them up from the bus and the storm had just started to whip up. Lightning was striking all around the place. I decided it was a good idea to go and make sure that the cows had water because they were in the yard. So I was filling up their water, standing there thinking, I really should go inside. There's a lot of lightning at the moment. I also thought the cows are way bigger than me, so surely one of them will get struck before I do. Anyway, so I did that. In the meantime, Michael called me just to say, I'm going to be late. There's a lot of lightning strikes around at the CFA where he works. He said, we're really busy in the district control centre. I said, okay, I've got to get off the phone. There's lightning striking everywhere. I don't want to get fried. So I put my phone down, bolted inside, literally walked in the door. Sabine said to me, oh, Mum, the lightning is incredible. Look at this. Was showing me a photo of some lightning. When, crack, like a sound I've never heard before, like something heavy had crashed into the roof of our house. Okay, geez. Imagine, I thought something had dropped on the house. I screamed, so did the kids, and then we smelt smoke and could see sort of a smokiness in the air almost. And then we noticed the microwave was flashing, things were flashing in the house, the modem, you know, that kind of stuff. And we're like, oh, no, the house has been struck by lightning. I quickly went outside to see if the solar inverter had been struck because it's been struck before. No lights on the inverter. I thought, yep, it's been struck. Oh, my gosh, the house has been struck. Oh, my gosh, is it burning in the roof? Like, we've got to get out of the house. Soon as I went back in there, the kids are already going, Mum, we've got to get the animals. They're rounding up the kittens, getting the dogs together, straight out into the car. In the meantime, as we were doing that, one of the neighbours comes and knocks on the door. There's a fire down at your dam. And I said, where? Your house dam, just down from the house. I went, oh, no. He said, I'm just keeping an eye on it. So anyway, we got in the car. I said, we're going. We're getting out of here in case the fire spreads. So we drove out onto the road, into the clear. And as we were driving out, I noticed he was down at the fire trying to put the fire out. So I'm like, I've got to stop and help. So I got out of the car, through the fence, over to the dam. There was a log that was fully alight, a big, like a cut-off tree stump that had caught alight. And the tree next to it that had been struck by lightning was absolutely shredded. The bark was shredded off the tree. It was all smouldering, like a little clump of trees all around it were all smouldering.
Yeah, yeah.
And the grass was alight just near our dam. So, oh, man. So I'm like, okay, what do you need? What can I do? He said, get a shovel. And I went, okay. So I'm up to the house, had to change my shoes because I was wearing Birkenstocks, put some boots on, and got the wheelbarrow, loaded in a mattock and a shovel an axe. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I wheelbarrowed it down there. And in the meantime, our neighbour Tony, quick thinking, had gone up to the house, got a hose, hooked it into our pump and was hosing it down. So it was already starting to be under control at that stage. So
was it two lightning strikes, one that hit the house and one that hit down there?
Well, that's what we thought then. And I said to him, I'm worried that the house has been hit. So I went and had a look. No, there was no smoke in the house, no flame. It seemed fine. The electrical things had started to come back on.
So
you know how they flash?
That lightning strike, how far away from the house?
I want to say 30 metres, 30 to 50 metres away. It's sort of down a little
so
bit.
So is that energy
house.
That hitting that tree all
was
the way
was that
there?
Loud? Honestly, it was the scariest sound I've ever heard. We've had lightning strikes around in our paddock before that have struck big, like we've got a big power pole, a cement power pole. That's been struck before and we've lost all our power and that kind of stuff. Nothing this close to a house. And the scary part was that once you smell smoke, inside your house, you're like, oh, what, we've got to get out. So I was so proud of my kids. They just got moving and got the animals. Sabine started to go and grab clothes. I said, forget your clothes. We've got to get out of the house. Yeah, yeah. If the house has been struck, it's a wooden house. It's going to go up in flames. We need to get out.
At the house, like, there's no damage.
Everything at the house is fine. Man, we're so very lucky. I still have to check a couple of the appliances because I'm not sure about whether the solar inverter is functioning properly. And because what happened was the shock from that massive lightning strike has interrupted power at the house.
Yeah.
It didn't, like, just through the fact that I guess it goes through the ground.
It's full on.
It was so full on. But yeah, as I said, great, you know, our quick thinking neighbour who went and put the fire out was just unbelievable.
That is so lucky. Very lucky that nothing else happened, Lou, I tell you what.
So lucky. And the scary thing with lightning strikes, Matt, I know I've said this before, but they strike where you don't see them quite often, like down in people's paddocks on farms, and then they just burn for days and days, and that's when they turn into big fires. So keep your eyes peeled. You know, if you do see anything that looks like it might be, even if it's a little fire on the side of the road, you've got to stop those things before they get hold.